Exclusive: Independent Seth Bodnar weighing exit from Montana Senate race if Democrat bankhead refuses to drop out. By Marianne Angela on July 26, 2026. Independent Montana Senate candidate Seth Bodnar could withdraw from the state's U.S. Senate race before the August 10 filing deadline if Democrat nominee Alani Bankhead remains on the ballot. Republican strategists and political operatives told Breitbart News that Bodnar's campaign has struggled to gain traction despite spending by both the campaign and an allied super PAC. Things are bleak for Seth right now. He's spending all of his campaign and super PAC money trying to generate momentum. But he just hasn't caught on yet, said one well-connected Montana Republican strategist. If Alani refuses to drop out, there is really nothing Seth can do because, unlike him, she was actually nominated by voters in the primary. Sources also said frustration has grown within Bodnar's camp over Bankhead's decision to stay in the race. They claim the campaign has begun circulating opposition research centered on Bankhead's old Facebook posts in an effort to pressure her to withdraw. Seth is going to try to smear Alani to force her out of the race. But if that doesn't work, then he's screwed, said another longtime Montana political operative. If Alani won't drop out, Seth probably will, because he will have even less of a path to victory than he does right now. The sources also said a super PAC backing Bodnar has started sending text messages urging Bankhead to leave the race before the filing deadline. Lindsey Ratliff, a member of the Montana Democratic Party's executive board, criticized the messages in a Facebook post, accusing the PAC of encouraging supporters to pressure the Democrat nominee into dropping out. "I have kept mostly quiet on social media regarding the quagmire that is the U.S. Senate race. But I cannot condone the behavior of the Bodnar campaign's associated PACs and their Hail Mary request to thousands of Montanans to essentially harass the Democratic nominee into dropping out of the race by August 10," Ratliff wrote. Ratliff also said the Bodnar campaign waited until this summer to begin reaching out to Democrat leaders rather than building support over a longer period. Now, an unproven candidate's PAC is enlisting his supporters to harass the Democratic nominee all because his campaign consultants don't know how to plan ahead or work with the Democratic Party he clearly so wishes he was the candidate for. "Sounds sloppy to me," Ratliff continued. Recent public polling suggests Bodnar has struggled to gain traction in the race, trailing Bankhead in both three-way and head-to-head matchups. New, fresh GOP polling in Mount Saint confirms race begins firmly in the R column as Bankhead and Bodnar both stay in. Alma, R, 41. Bankhead, D, 25. Bodnar, I, 17. Gray House, 500 LV, 623-24, plus or minus 4.4% at inside elections moved Mount Saint back to solid GOP last week. Jacob Rubashkin, at Jacob Rubashkin, June 30, 2026. A Gray House poll conducted June 23 to 24 among 500 likely voters found Republican nominee Kurt Alma leading with 41%, followed by Bankhead at 25% and Bodnar at 17% in a three-way contest. Following the survey, inside elections shifted the Montana Senate race back to the solid Republican column. More recently, polling commissioned by the National Republican Senatorial Committee found Alma leading with 45%, followed by Bankhead at 30% and Bodnar at 15% in a three-way race. The NRSC survey also tested hypothetical two-way matchups. Alma led Bankhead 49-46% and held a 50-43% advantage over Bodnar. The deadline for candidates to withdraw from Montana's U.S. Senate race is August 10.